This is the OpenSource.club, a free St. Louis-focused knowledge share podcast. Through industry experts, entrepreneurs, personal stories, and more, we provide the information you need to achieve and thrive. Always visit our website, theopensource.club, for more details. Contact us on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. World War II ended in 1945. At that time, Vietnam was a United States ally. Less than a decade later, North and South Vietnam were at odds. Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy could not end the war. So after Kennedy's assassination, President Johnson escalated American involvement in Vietnam. He did this when Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. This passage gave Johnson the power to use military force in Southeast Asia without asking for official declaration of war. According to the Veterans Administration, the United States was involved in Vietnam from 1964 to 1975. More than 3 million military were deployed and almost 50,000 died. This is We Salute by the Open Source. Our military guest today is Rich Scahill. I'm your host, Dick Hewlett. This episode is sponsored by the Operating Engineers Local 513. Go to IUOE513.org and learn about their free Earn While You Learn apprentice program. You're listening to We Salute by the Open Source. For more shows like this one, go to www.theopensource.club. Add your email to the podcast subscription window and receive new shows in your inbox. 1968 Roosevelt High School graduate and 1969 draftee. Rich Scahill is my guest. Welcome to We Salute.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Here's what I know about you. You can help me fill in the blanks for the full bio. I know that you're from St. Louis, you served stateside for a couple years, and that you were a communications specialist. What does this communication specialist do?
We transmitted and received messages throughout the states and overseas to help troops support. As far as like we would send messages, reestablish ammunition, troop movable, things like that, supplies.
So you were transmitting basically critical information that may have saved a lot of lives. How many people did that kind of work?
Well, when I was over in Vietnam, we had about 50 people in our communications center, and we worked three shifts, 24 hours a day.
What was Vietnam like?
Vietnam was kind of rainy, dry, warm. The climate, it was pretty much rainy, too, most of the time over there. So,
kind of hot and humid, I heard.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How were the troops treated? How did that work out?
I think we were at least I was treated fine. I had no problem. We had a lady that would come in. We were lucky enough. We were on Camp McDermott in the Trang, and we had wooden barracks, which four men to a room. And we had a Vietnam lady would come in, and she would shine our boots and everything like that for us. And so I think we were treated. I was treated friendly and fairly.
That's good. A lot of Vietnam veterans have made a return to Vietnam. Have you gone back?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Do you have any interest in doing that?
Not really.
Yeah, I understand it's emotional, and I can certainly understand. I understand the military service was positive for you and the family. Actually, you met your wife while serving, and you have two kids and six grandkids. How did you meet her?
I met her in Colorado Springs after I was came back from Vietnam. It was September of 71. She was a key punch operator down the hall. So we had wax working down the hall and things like that. And I kind of wanted to go out with another lady, and I said, no, I don't want to go out with her. So I decided to pick my wife, who is my wife now. And we went on dates from September to December. We got engaged in December of 71. And we ended up getting married in Minnesota in 72 of October. So it'll be 48 years this October we've been married.
Wow, it's funny how life works out, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's great. A great story. Hey, during the Vietnam War, a lot of Americans did not respect those who served. Did you have any difficulties with that situation?
I had no problems coming back with disrespect. It was fine. You know, I had nobody giving me a hard time about it. So I was kind of blessed.
Well,
We'll take a break here for a minute. We'll come back and we'll talk about how your military experience translated into a good job.
Local 513 provides Earn While You Learn Department of Labor certified training. Go to IUOE513.org for details. Progressive and diversified, the Operating Engineers Local 513 works to deliver strong middle-class wages and benefits. Learn more about solidifying your future at IUOE513.org.
So we're back. Our guest is Vietnam vet Rich Scahill. And Rich, you worked and retired from the Page Record Center. Now, everybody knows where that is. What did you do at the Page Record Center? What did they do? They had a lot of stuff out there.
Well, I did my communications work, what I did in the service. That's got me in a job. I started actually down on at the Mart building downtown in St. Louis, and then I went out to Page. And I actually retired from 4300 Goodfellow. I was working in the computer center out there. So I had about 35 years when I retired. So my job actually in the service got me into the government, and then eventually I went into computer center, and we did the same thing. We supported a lot of the Army bases overseas and in-state, and then plus some Marine bases also.
So even as a civilian, you were still transmitting information that was to the troops.
Right, right.
Well, now that you're retired, you continue to support veterans and spend a lot of time at the American Legion Hall. And why don't you promote the hall for me? Tell me about it.
I belong to American Legion Post 111 in Shrewsbury. I've been a member for 29 years down there. Matter of fact, yesterday we just supported the Nurses for Newborn, who is right across the street from us with a food bank drive. And we hand out food to the needy, you know, they just drive up in their cars, and we do that. We also have around sometimes 11 fish fries a year, bingo, hall rentals, and that raises money. So we donate money to the VA hospital and Jefferson Barracks food pantry. We give to the USO. We give to children's funds like Camp Wonderland, Special Olympics. And then we also support our firefighter and policeman in Shrewsbury. We usually give them a award once a year. So, I mean, we're pretty active, I mean, as far as that. Okay. And it's good camaraderie because you got the same kind of people, you know, like any organization. We're all veterans, but different services and that. So it's kind of nice to get along, you know, have an organization like that.
That's wonderful and very rewarding, too.
Yeah. Now, we also host American Legion St. Louis Women's Post 404. They're all women veterans, and they have their own post, and they meet at our post. Then we have the Disabled American Veterans meet at our post also.
Well, that's great. Richard Scahill, thank you so much for your time, and we do salute you at the Open Source and our sponsors, the Operating Engineers Local 513. Appreciate your service.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the OpenSource.club podcast. Become a subscriber through RSS or YouTube. There's more to come that you won't want to miss. Our name is our web address, theopensource.club.